Welcome to the Writer's Reverie Podcast. I'm Catherine Ross, sharing with you the enriching power of story. This is episode number one. Wherever you may be listening in today at the Writer's Reverie, think a cozy corner with a cup of tea and join me for some fair words and insights, telling stories that lead to all good things and beauty. Today, I'm ruminating on a story titled Expecting the Extraordinary, What I Learned from a Woodchuck. Moses was tending the flock. He led the flock to the back of the desert, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire. But the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. I saw a woodchuck yesterday. Odd that I almost missed him. I mistook him for a grayish-brown shopping bag stuck on a tree branch, blowing in the crisp, chilly breeze of an autumn morning. I was driving into the local mall by the back road, nestled between a parking lot and a stretch of overgrown grass and saplings. My mind raced with a long list of quick stops I had to make in the next hour. No time for detours, let alone rumination and reverie. So it's no wonder that as I drove towards my parking destination, I saw, from a distance, what appeared to be a bit of trash trapped in a tree. I wondered if mall maintenance would clean it up, or if it would be stuck there indefinitely. But to my surprise and delight, as I drew closer, I saw that the alleged trash was, in fact, a treasure. A large woodchuck balancing himself on a tree branch, taking in a snack of leaves that had yet to begin changing color. I caught a split-second glimpse of his white teeth glistening beneath beady black eyes as his front paws simultaneously held tight to the branch and shoveled leaves into his mouth. I was stunned and slowed the car to a stop. Should I take the time to investigate? I really did have a lot of busy to be about. But the truth was that, much like Moses and his sighting of a burning bush not consumed, I had never seen a woodchuck in the wild before. Oh, plenty of rabbits and squirrels and chipmunks and field mice, even the occasional possum and skunk were plentiful, but this fellow was a relatively new sighting for me in such a busy part of town. I had heard others speak of seeing the creatures in their woodland yards, and of the accompanying rodent damage to their coiffed foliage. Well, now I had the opportunity to glimpse this shy character with a bold appetite myself. But a day's worth of busy work stretched before me. I was torn. I'd expected the ordinary in my day, yet the extraordinary was before me. My response needed to be appropriate to the moment. Errands would have to wait. I decided to go no further until I took a closer look. Oh, was my camera in my purse? Yes, there it is. There must be photos, of course. I would document my detour in answer to God's call for a moment of retreat and reflection. After all, this was a unique sight rarely seen in overdeveloped suburbia. No other car appeared on the road behind me, so I put mine in reverse and slowly backed up to the tree. Alas, too late. The moment had passed. I missed my chance to take full advantage of it. Pausing in indecision for the tyranny of the urgent. My woodchuck was gone. He had shimmied down the tree and disappeared into the tall grass. I didn't seize the moment swiftly enough to make the most of studying this elusive little bit of wildlife. I wasn't looking for him. So I missed him. What might I have gained by maintaining a sense of delightful expectancy? I might have assumed the extraordinary and stopped the car in the choicest moment, recognizing a serendipitous appointment to spy on his snack time. What a privilege to be able to share such a moment in his life. God used this sila second, this stop and think about it instant, to remind me of incorporating moments of retreat into my whirlwind days. Nature came out of hiding to demonstrate the humble value of simple joys and small pleasures and slowing down. Looking for him, so I don't miss him. Lesson learned. Today, I shall seek to apply said lesson to fresh opportunities. Perhaps less on my to-do list, allowing time for a cup of green tea, roosting on my love seat by the window. Contemplating the sparrows that flit among the branches of the fir tree in the front yard. Should I tarry long enough, who can say what treasures I may own from momentary meditations? When we take the time to behold the ordinary with delightful expectancy, the scales fall from our eyes and we glimpse God's extraordinary power. Packed into every fiber of creation. If we listen close enough, he will whisper to our hearts something glorious of his character. And in such moments of rumination and reverie, prayer, without ceasing, becomes like breathing, intimacy, and inspiration ensues. And now the disclaimer. I understand the woodchuck, also known as a groundhog, also known as a whistle pig, due to the sound he makes to alert others to possible danger, is something of a home and garden pest. His burrowing has been known to completely upend the foundation of a house, and his eating habits can decimate the family's fall harvest. His personality is surly at best. Few would describe him as cute and cuddly. These are sad but true facts on the critter. But the point of this story is not the woodchuck. It is my own blindness to the treasures of God poured liberally upon me each day. Should I have eyes to see and ears to hear? May we stand alert and still in expectancy, much like a woodchuck on guard outside his burrow, and whistle to alert others when the extraordinary crosses our path with not-to-be-missed opportunities. Surely, in such moments, we are on holy ground. So, when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Exodus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. Thanks for joining me today at the Writer's Reverie podcast. I'm Catherine Ross. I hope you'll visit me blogging online at thewritersreverie.com. And don't forget to stop over at my books and writing website, Pageant Wagon Publishing. In my upcoming podcasts, I'll be exploring topics I'm passionate about, like family literacy and multi-generational discipleship, ministering biblical truths to all ages, all at the same time, through the power of story. Never miss a podcast from The Writer's Reverie. Subscribe online at thewritersreverie.com or pageantwagonpublishing.com. The podcast link will be delivered straight to your email inbox. Until next time, I pray you've been enriched through my fair words and insights, telling stories that lead to all good things and beauty. The Writer's Reverie podcast theme is titled Oak Park, composed by Rick Dickert, provided by freesoundtrackmusic.com. Today's podcast, Expecting the Extraordinary, What I Learned from a Woodchuck, is published in the autumn 2015 e-magazine Ruby for Women, where I'm a contributing writer and on the Ruby for Women blogging team. Enrich your life reading this inspirational Christian women's magazine featuring devotionals, book reviews, home and garden tips, recipes, and more. Check it out and subscribe free at www.rubyforwomen.com. Episode 1 of the Writer's Reverie podcast by writer and storyteller Catherine Ross is produced by Pageant Wagon Productions, LLC. Copyright September 2015, all rights reserved. To learn more, visit www.thewritersreverie.com or www.pageantwagonpublishing.com.